High pressure will continue to build in and crest over the region tonight, and we'll have a calm and very cool night, even chilly in spots under clear skies with widespread lows well down into the 40s to near 50 degrees. As the high gradually moves to the east into New England tomorrow, we'll have another sunny, comfortable late summer day with temperatures running just below normal, peaking once again in the low and mid-70s, the big difference being there'll be a lot less wind on tomorrow. As the high continues to move east, clouds may begin to increase heading overnight into Saturday as a warm front approaches from the Ohio Valley with a more southerly flow picking up on the return flow of the high. Even with the warm front moving through, the chances of showers and storms really won't increase until late Saturday, and even then they'll be mainly north and west of the capital region. With a more southerly flow, temperatures will tick back up slightly above average with highs in the low 80s and dew points on the rise as well. Unseasonably warm and humid conditions are expected through the holiday weekend and into midweek as a sprawling area of high pressure stays well off the coast with a cold front creeping toward us from the northwest. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Widespread showers and thunderstorms are forecast to spread gradually eastward along the central United States tomorrow, most numerous within a zone from the upper Great Lakes south-southwestward into the southern plains. Isolated severe risk will be possible with some stronger storms, mainly over the northern half of that area from roughly eastern Kansas and Missouri to the upper Great Lakes area. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high Wednesday afternoon of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low this morning of 30 at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, a sunny day with a high in the upper 70s and a north wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. In Boston, sunny with a high in the low 70s and a north wind from 8 to 10 miles an hour, becoming east in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s, a light and variable wind becoming southwest 5 to 10 in the morning. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 78 degrees with a record of 98 set in 1948. Normal minimum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 42 set in 1982. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 28th, sunrise at 6:16 a.m. Sunset will come at 7:36 p.m. For tomorrow, August the 29th, sunrise at 6:17 a.m. and sunset at 7:35 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly clear tonight, patchy fog after midnight, cooler with lows in the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s, and tomorrow mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly clear tonight with patchy fog after midnight, cooler with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly clear tonight with patchy fog after midnight, cooler with lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly clear tonight, patchy fog after midnight, cooler with lows near 50 degrees. And tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, partly sunny, temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Monday, Labor Day, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, especially later in the day, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. And Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, temperatures in the low to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.